From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists, writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is Marin artist Richard Banbury Jr., whose welded metal sculpture entitled Swingin' Myrtle took first place at the Marin Society of Artists exhibition, which is on display through November 12 at the Marin Art and Garden Center in Ross, California. Welcome, Richard, to the field trip.
Thanks for inviting me, Mitchell.
Pleasure. Well, firstly, congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much. I'm still quite surprised about it all, yes.
Well, for those who haven't been along to the exhibition and seen this piece, maybe you could describe Swinging Myrtle.
Well, she's an assortment of collected recycled metal. She has a horseshoe skirt and a spine and head made out of an old post hole digger. And her nose is a bent railroad spike. And she has a little bed knob mezuzlitz, shall we say. And all sorts of other little trinkets that I found on the ground or near a railroad track or in a dumpster, all put together. She wiggles back and forth in the wind.
She does. She's almost immobile. She swings. Have you studied art, Richard, or are you self-taught?
I guess I've not studied official art. My major was industrial design at San Francisco State, and I done a lot of work with wood and plastics, and then it was about 6 years ago, I lived up in Auburn, California, and they turned the Placer High School into the Placer High School for Adults after 6 p.m., and we took over the welding shop, and there was about 10 of us that took over the welding shop for the next 6 years and just took the class over and over and over, and they call us tool renters. Now I live in Mill Valley, and first thing I did was join the Marin Society of Artists because people told me I should.
Well, they were right. That really paid off.
It's been flattering. Yeah, they had me be featured artist back in July. I had my own little room with all my stuff on pedestals, and they look really official compared to being, you know, in the garden or in the dirt.
Yeah. So you mentioned before that you use recycled objects for your work. Tell us about that. Where do you find that stuff?
I'm always kind of looking. I did websites for a horseshoe company up in Rockland, and so when they were having their meetings at lunch, I would ask if I could go out in the dumpster and fill my car up with it, whatever. And then I belonged to a golf course that was along the railroad tracks, and I would coffee talk in the morning. We'd walk along the railroad tracks and find all sorts of strange things that were littered about. And sometimes people would just drop stuff up in my driveway. I mean, someone left a half of a snowmobile in my driveway one time. And I was like, well, what am I going to do with this?
Most people wouldn't like that, but you did.
Yeah, actually, it turned into a skier, which is up at my property up in the foothills. So I guess he'll be in the show maybe down the line.
Well, you're also a photographer, is that right?
Yes, but now that everybody has an iPhone 4, photography has not been as busy. But yes, I've been taking photos for well over 20 years and trying to upgrade my equipment, but hard to keep up.
And you build websites too?
Yes, and that's been a little slow lately too. So I'm a painter, I'm a handy person, I'm a artist, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. I'm trying to get into the solar business here, and we'll see how that goes.
So you're an artist. You put your hand to whatever you like and what you can find and what makes a living.
Thank you. I have a hard time calling myself an artist, but everybody says that's what you should say first.
I think that's good advice. Well, your sculpture over there at the Marin Art and Garden Center is one of the few sculptures. It's mostly paintings, isn't it?
And I think this is the first time a sculpture won, as far as the member show is concerned. Yeah.
Do you happen to know who the membership is? Are they all Marin people, younger, older, men, women?
It's mostly, I guess, mostly Marin people, and I'd say they range from I don't know, 24 years old to 78 years old. So there's a pretty big range of artists there.
Yeah, it's a nice little spot for an exhibition. If people don't know it, it's at the Art and Garden Center in Ross, and it's the gallery off to the right as you go in the entrance.
Yeah, it is a nice little hidden place, and they do need anybody's support because I don't know, it's been threatened to be taken over many times, I guess, and the fight continues.
And it's free admission to the exhibit, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a little donation box, but they will always accept, you know, donations. But,
sure.
Yeah, it's a free field trip. It's a great place to go have a picnic in the grounds and then stroll through the Rose Garden and go check out the gallery. It changes every month.
Yeah, a great place to take kids and, like you say, have a little picnic on the grass there. Now, your art that's there is available for sale. Is that right?
Yes. Everything there is available for sale, and some of it is available for rent, too. So, and they do have a giant collection of paintings that they're on display. You can pull them out of the little storage areas and take those for rent, too.
Oh, how does that work?
Based on the percentage of the price, but it seems, like, pretty reasonable. I mean, it's like a $500 painting would rent for $33 a month for your, you know, putting in a restaurant or something.
Well, so you can go over there and look through their gallery of paintings and or artwork in general, and then they have some kind of system in place where you can rent it and take it home or put it in your business.
Yes, and most pieces in the show, too, and the show changes every month. You can. It's up to the artist. Some artists don't even sell their stuff, but I've said, you know, yeah, it's for sale, it's for rent, sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have Swingin' Myrtle available for rent, though. But who knows, you know? Someone's going to want it. They're going to... I'll end up saying yes.
She might find a home. She might find a temporary home.
Yeah, well, she's a favorite now. It's kind of difficult. I need somebody to manage me, to tell me, you know, it's okay, don't hold on to it.
Sure. If you're just joining us, my guest on today's field trip is Marin artist Richard Bambury Jr. So, Richard, what influences your art? Other artists, the movies, life in general?
Well, as far as the metal stuff, metal has just become fun because you don't need glue and nails like you do with plastic and wood. I mean, it all ends up being metal. It's melted together. And I guess it's because I do see something when I saw the post hole digger and I knew immediately that was going to be the head and the spine and the counterbalance for I didn't know it was going to be called Myrtle, but I knew it was going to swing and I knew immediately when I found that first piece of metal how it was going to be set up. So, yeah, actually, you know, and I've seen other metal artists and I just love, you know, critter art. I love seeing stuff that's been found on the ground and put into something else instead of shipped off and recycled into a car or something.
What does that piece weigh?
Well, I guess the top half weighs about 25 pounds and the bottom weighs about 15 pounds. So, yeah, 40 pounds probably.
Oh, so somebody who wants to rent it for a little while can put it in the back of their pickup and...
Yeah, actually that's one of the things that inspires the size of my art is the size of my car, and it's a Volkswagen Beetle, so I had to start making things in two or three pieces so they would fit in the car. And the roof rack, the biggest thing I've made is a horseshoe palm tree made out of about 180 horseshoes, and it weighs about as much as I can lift, so that's the other limitation.
Yeah.
And it's about 12 feet tall, looked pretty funny on top of the Volkswagen.
Well, what are you working on right now?
I'm painting a house right now, actually.
Are you? The life of an artist, right?
Yes. I actually do have a couple things up and I got a piece of property up in the foothills where I do most of my arc welding. And there's a couple things set up there. They haven't taken quite form yet. They have a base and they have legs and they have a beak, but they're not moving or anything yet. I have to spend some time with them.
How long does each piece take you to make?
Well, I just got commissioned to make a couple cactuses out of horseshoes, and they took about a day a piece with you know, getting the metal ready and then welding and then cleaning them up and then painting them. So, yeah, probably Swingin' Myrtle Shoe is probably quite a few days, but not full days.
And where are the cactuses going to be?
There's a gardener lady at where I live at my apartment in Mill Valley. She saw this first cactus that I made, and I said, oh, no, this is my fiancé's daughter's cactus, and I got to ship this off to Florida. And she goes, well, I want one just like that to put in my cactus garden. She's kind of taken this whole parking lot area, and she has, I don't know, hundreds of cactuses. And now there's a big green one, stands about 5 feet tall off to the left. And then she said, could you make me a smaller one now for right near the front gate where I walk in? And I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, great. Commissions are always great for an artist.
Yeah, I'm way flattered that people are taking this and they're giggling it, and it's exactly what I've intended. And
well,
people giggle.
Do you paint all of your sculptures, or do you let some of them just rest so that they can rust and be part of nature?
Yeah, that's actually half the people like rusty, and half the people like painted. So at least the rusty ones, I let them rust for a couple months, and then I give them a clear coat of like Varathane or Rust-Oleum clear coat stuff, so just so they don't continue rusting and just fall apart. Because down near the houseboats and stuff, is that salt does make things rust faster than up in Auburn.
I guess that would be true. Well, you have a website where people can go and look at some photos of your sculptures and your other artwork, too, your photographs. And what is that website?
Well, thank you. It's ricosworld.com, and that's RICCOSWORLD.com. Yeah, there's a plethora of stuff. I do need to do some updating, but you get the gist of it there for sure.
Yeah, there are some really very nice pictures of your stuff there. And you can see Richard's winning sculpture through November 12 at the Art and Garden Center in Ross, California. And Richard, thanks for taking us on a field trip today, and continued success to you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Mitchell. All right.
Thanks.
Hope to come to your studio and meet you there.
Thanks. That's Richard Bamber, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.